Now I'm just going to tighten this around your head.
The Hereafter Institute is part technology company, part funeral home. The guests who come here learn about how they can plan their digital afterlife.
I have friends that have passed away and somehow their Facebook accounts remain alive, and so once a year when it's their birthday, you know, it's like Facebook says, you know, wish so-and-so a happy birthday, and it's this kind of awkward, sad.
What happens to the large amounts of digital data when a person dies is a question examined by creator Gabriel Barcia Colombo in this immersive artistic program here at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Participants experience a series of interactive performances that deal with death and technology in the age of social media.
This technology sort of has a life of its own, and the question is, how do you want to be remembered? What are you going to do with your technology? And do you want to take control over that, or do you want to sort of leave it up to these other corporations or other people to deal with your own memories?
At the Hereafter Institute, video images can be placed in jewelry. Data can be placed on a record to play on the Hereafter Monument. Virtual reality allows people to revisit a loved one who had died. In this case, Barcia Colombo's grandfather.
I called him Abu for short.
But now with all this data and all these video memories, you know, we can really start to think about how people moved or reacted to jokes or how they laughed or, you know. And so to be able to see him walking again in this recreation of his garden was very moving to me.
It would be really a little bit difficult and disheartening to see a loved one.
You know, it's not a perfect reproduction of the person. It's still very digitized. And so I think as a memorial, it functions, but I don't think it would ever be in danger of becoming something that you could almost grow attached to because it's a replacement of the person.
A 360-degree body scan turns into an avatar at the very end of the performance, where the participant attends her own funeral. The Hereafter Institute may be an artist's creation, but participants say the ideas aren't so far-fetched because digital memorials are already happening when someone dies.
You want to, like, go back and look at all their pictures, and you want to write, you know, a message to their family.
These kind of impromptu digital memorials exist, and I think what this is implying is that what's impromptu might one day be officialized, and that would not be surprising to me.
The aim of the program is to make people think about the possibilities and what they want to do with their digital footprint after death. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.